And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The abortion industry is crumbling before our very eyes, and the latest casualties tell quite a story. Planned Parenthood just shut 5 more locations in Northern California thanks to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, with the abortion giant laying off over 60 staffers. Even bigger news from Texas, where Planned Parenthood announced it is closing the notorious Houston Prevention Park facility, one of the largest abortion centers in the Western Hemisphere. The 78,000-square-foot monument to death gained infamy in 2015 when undercover footage revealed officials discussing harvesting intact baby organs for experimentation. And even more Planned Parenthood news. In Nevada, Planned Parenthood just conceded defeat in federal court over a parental notification law that's been on the books since 1985 but never enforced. The abortion giant filed to dismiss its own lawsuit after the judge ruled the law could take effect. Nevada Right to Life celebrated the landmark monument for parents and children, though Planned Parenthood is desperately trying a new state-level challenge. Here's encouraging news that might surprise you. The American public is becoming increasingly pro-life, despite the relentless media propaganda. A new Associated Press poll shows the percentage supporting abortion restrictions in most or all circumstances jumped 7 percentage points, reaching the highest level since the Dobbs leak in May 2022. And that reality has Democrats scrambling to reframe the abortion debate, leading to some truly heretical nonsense. A California congressman is now pushing the absurd claim that Christianity actually supports abortion. And a Texas state representative told Joe Rogan that the Bible permits abortion because Adam received life when God breathed into him, supposedly proving life begins at first breath. The theological illiteracy is just astounding. Speaking of crises, America's fertility rate just hit a record low of 1.599 children per woman, well below the 2.1 needed for population replacement. We've aborted 19% of our population since Roe, and that doesn't include their children and grandchildren who will never exist. And finally, some federal housekeeping as a judge dismissed lawsuits trying to stop Trump's dismantling of USAID, which of course is the agency that funneled millions to international abortion programs, among other ways. But we're talking all about abortion today. But the judge ruled that the court lacked jurisdiction to prevent the executive branch from reorganizing USAID under Marco Rubio's State Department. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.